Hello and welcome, my lovelies, to the D Word Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Butcher, certified spiritual life coach, psychic medium, and intuitive healer. Here on the D Word, we dive deep, talking about love, guidance, and healing. It is time to awaken, illuminate, and transform your life, my lovely, and I'm blessed you've chosen me to be your guide. Let's dive in. Hello, lovelies, and welcome to our second episode of the Mystical Mondays theme. I'm so excited to be here. And as always, so this is going to be playing on both the D Word Spiritual Podcast, which is what this episode is for Mystic Mondays on the podcast. But you're also going to see the video version on the YouTube channel. They will be released the same time each and every week, 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So if you are listening to the podcast and want to follow along and check out the cards themselves, you can tune on over to the YouTube channel and or simply listen on the go as you're getting ready for work. So I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And very fittingly, I am using the Mystical Wisdom Oracle deck today to get that beautiful energy. And I believe I'm going to pick... This one here is actually, it's right here. It's so funny. Mystic Dreamers Tarot. So both very mystical decks. So it's so funny that the energy called to me here. I've got a few decks here, as you can see here. I've got a few decks here off to the side piled up. So yeah, very fitting that the energy was pulled to that today. So let's see what we have in store for us this week. Now, you know, as always, I mean, these are general readings, but I'm pulling in the energy of the listeners today. So if you are listening to this has come across your feed, know that this is a message here for you today, regardless of when you are hearing it. These are going to be, evergreen readings. So maybe there might be a time where you come back and want to listen to this one again, because now it's something more meaningful. So go ahead and listen to these readings as you see fit, because I think, you know, regardless of the date and time stamp on these readings, no matter what they are, even your astral forecasts over on the YouTube channel, you're going to get the guidance that you need when you need to hear it. So let's see what our overall theme will be. These are messages from your spirit team. We have creative wonderment saying, follow your passion. You know, this has been such a theme. I started a TikTok as well. And this has been the theme going on over there. Same with our monthly astro forecasts that are going to be coming out here soon for July. But yeah, this is certainly a time right now for us to be able to lean in, say, what is it that we want to accomplish? And now is the time to do it. We talked about this last week as well on the D Word, where we've already cut ties, we're moving through everything in our lives. And, you know, I always want to repeat this because maybe you're hearing this for the first time. So I'm sorry, this is a little repetitive for my listeners. But, you know, if you haven't had a chance to check out the meditation series that I did on cutting cords, go back and check that out. It's a couple of weeks ago now that we did that. And it was just such a release, a beautiful process that one can do to move through and to really get to this part of your life where you can begin to see clearly, you can assess the things that you want to achieve and really open yourself up creatively, mentally, spiritually, physically, right? So whether this, you know, creative wonderment can be certainly something like a new project or perhaps a business you'd like to start, or just taking a leap of faith for yourself, you know, really following your passion, whether it's creative or not. I think this energy is just allowing you to create something special based on what it is that you're called to do. I mean, sharing yourself with the world. So I'm going to bring this card closer so you can really see the beauty that this card holds, you know, and for some reason, I'm actually pulling the energy with this, you know, kind of get that energy, even, you know, the Cinderella story feeling. It's like, oh, this is too good to be true. Or maybe my dreams are too big. Or perhaps she's feeling like, well, maybe I'm running out of time because by the time I get to the staircase, I'm running up the staircase, right? That's not the case. This is you saying, taking the path, having the courage to move up to the next level. So let's begin seeing those things and saying, well, I'm going to take my worries, concerns, maybe even other people's worries and concerns, which we're going to like knock them out, right? Let's get rid of that shit and really focus and bring beauty and grace and abundance into your life. Create the space around you that you want that's going to harness this positive energy as well. I mean, she's surrounded by a peacock. She's got a piano. Maybe she's very musical. Maybe she's wanting to create something and get her, maybe have her voice heard, right? You know, she has beautiful flowers, gold, and look at her dress in itself. I mean, so she's even adorning herself. So she's creating this energy, this persona. It's like having that perfect lipstick, right? Or that new haircut. It makes you feel different, doesn't it? And I mean, and so for my male viewers, I don't know. Maybe that haircut does make you feel great. But, you know, whatever this is for you, it's like the sense of purpose and pride in self and how you want to go now about each day. I mean, and so even for myself, you know, one of the things that I've always done, and then I specifically, you know, I have to remember myself even on days where I don't feel like doing it. I get dressed every single day. I don't stay in my jammies. I don't, you know, and I have the blessings of working from home, right? So I can choose not to, but I always dress, you know, and I even, as I'm working at home, I often will have, you know, a nice shirt on. I'll have my hair pulled back or put up in a cute bun. I don't always do my makeup, but, you know, I always make sure that I have my face clean and I've done, you know, some exfoliating. Like I take care of myself in those times of where I'm feeling maybe a little bit less than, or I'm feeling a little bit scattered. It's like, that's the time now where we're needing to shift and put a lot of focus on you. So whether you're feeling that, you know, offset, you know, of, well, I don't really feel like that today, or I don't think these dreams are, you know, they're too big. There's nothing too big. And you don't have to know how you're going to get there. You just have to know that you want it. And then the opportunities will present themselves. So mindset's important. And we talk about that a lot on the D Word. Mindset's so important because you're going to miss the details. You're going to miss those good opportunities if we are angered or depressed, or maybe we don't, you know, brush our hair or put on clothes in the morning. We stay in our jammies, so therefore we're not going out in public and seeing those people that are meant to be put into our lives, right? We're not witnessing the blessings and the gifts in our world if we're surrounded by, you know, the not necessarily even negativity. It's just you have to remember to put yourself in places where you can be driven and inspired. And so whether you're creating this inspiration for yourself and for others, or you simply need this energy for yourself, look at leaders, look at people, look at where they are and how they got there. And I think that even if we could see in this imagery here, there's somebody, maybe this is the image of what she wants, you know, off in the background, it's almost as though it's like a thought bubble, a dream. If this is who she wants to be, how is she going to get there? So who is it that she's modeling herself on? You know, is it a successful business? Is it an entrepreneur? Is it maybe a new job? Like, how is she going to get what she wants? So now let's find out how you're going to get it. You know, Two of Pentacles in, it's funny that they're all in reverse. Two of Pentacles in reverse, Six of Cups in reverse, Three of Swords in reverse. This really is great energy because one, whatever's hard, causing you heartache in your personal life that was flowing through into your business and overall well-being. And I keep saying business for some reason. So whoever this is really pulling into could be wanting to start a business or is thinking about it or has business on the mind. Maybe work and entrepreneurship could be a little bit funky right now too. But this Three of Swords energy, you know, in reverse to say, you know, there could be some chaos still lingering. Maybe you haven't fully healed yet. Maybe from these relationships or things that were bringing you down and affecting your well-being and kind of creating an essence where maybe you weren't as creative as you wanted to be. Maybe you settled. Six of Cups here in reverse is saying, look, no, it's time to really tune back in and see again what it is that you truly want and be inspired by others. Because at one point when you were perhaps as a child, you kind of had this childlike wonder and curiosity for the world. And so it's time to bring that back because, you know, the world as we know can affect us, right? In our lessons and our blessings teach us things and guide us. And so this is an opportunity for you to say, well, look, I might have had quite a few lessons back to back to back. And this could be, you know, that essence of, you know, things happen in threes. You know, we're changing our mindset because if you don't change your mindset, you're going to repeat these cycles. And it's not just going to be things happen in threes. This is going to be time and time and time and time again until you understand that, no, I am in control. Two pentacles in reverse. You're out of control. You're not thinking straight. You're thinking negatively. You're allowing others' energy to affect you. So that could be what's preventing you right now. And so if we're wanting to say, like, look, how do we get to this point? How do we get to following our passion? Stopping this. And it's so easy to do. You can still be a very positively minded person, but that's affected by their past. You could be triggered. And certainly right now, Mercury retrograde, we're triggered as fuck right now, many of us. So, you know, this is an opportunity for you to say, look, I'm going to be consistent in my health and my well-being and my healing. I'm going to witness and observe my triggers and lean into them when I have them. I'm going to say, okay, whoa, this triggered me. Why? You know, what happened to me, and possibly even in your past or just a past situation, what happened before I lost control? And look at that and say, this is how we're going to move forward now. You know, what is it that happened? How can I change that? Do I need help? Do I need to seek, you know, somebody else who's where I want to be? Do I need to maybe get a coach? Do I need to talk to a therapist, a counselor? You know, maybe even confronting these people here in your life that brought you some of this trauma and heartache. You know, I think this is an opportunity for you to really close that gap and really step into being who you want to be. And, you know, and as we know, we can see from this card here, you know, she's coming up the steps. It's going to take one thing at a time. You're going to grow and it might be fast. Maybe you're going to run up the steps, or maybe you're going to take one at a time and do so slowly and even enjoy the journey, right? So whatever pace you decide to take this week, so long as you're moving forward, I think that's going to be the big thing. Healing from the past, which can take time, but, you know, don't wallow, right? Here we got the Eight of Cups in reverse, Seven of Cups and Two of Wands. This is what I'm talking about. You know, this, no more can we be longing for things that we want. It's time to take action. Two of Wands knows what they want, they go get it. And not only do they get what they want, they have multiple opportunities in play. There's a lot of passion and ignition with that fire sign energy. And so you yourself might be a fire sign, or this could be really taking action in the time coming of Leo, which is coming up. So prepare yourself now for this time of ignition of energy. So our fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So watch your emotions, watch how it's affecting you, watch the patterns that it's creating, because the only way that you're going to change the outside circumstances is by changing what's going on the inside. It starts with how we think, feel, react. It's our ego, right? How we perceive our surroundings and how we create the life that you want, because it's all we decide to create it. So you can fulfill your dreams and your destiny by tuning in, right? So when you are feeling like you're longing, say, okay, well, maybe this isn't coming from a stance now of jealousy or looking in someone else's cup, right? And I always tell my kids, don't look in somebody else's cup unless you're filling it, right? And so for yourself, look at your cup and say, does it need filled? What am I filling it with? Am I filling it full of shit that everybody else wants of me? Am I filling it for myself? Is this what I really want? And if it's not, then assess that and say, look, how do I start? Where do I begin? And if you are filling your cups for yourself, say, it doesn't have to be anything big. I mean, this isn't that, you know, you're making big changes necessarily. This is tweaking your lifestyle so that you can begin to live your best life. And even those smaller little tidbits can be easier to manage, right? And begin to make bigger changes in your life. So maybe you decide, I'm going to drink more water and get more sleep. And that's going to, you know, change your life immensely. Something so simple, right? Maybe I'm going to walk maybe 30 minutes instead of 15. I'm going to improve what I'm working on, improve what I'm doing. Maybe I'm going to meditate for an hour every day, or 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, right? I'm going to improve what I'm currently doing. That's going to point me into the right direction. I'm going to pick up a book. I'm going to start reading, right? Reading is so important, and learning and absorbing. So whether you're taking a class, because I can, like, it's just action, take action, because, you know, we know God doesn't help those who don't help themselves, right? So you need to take the necessary action that's in alignment with your goals and your aspirations, because it's all here for you. And this is yours for the taking. So it really is a beautiful week. We talked about this last week. So, you know, it's still in the energy. So if you've been putting it off, if you've been wondering, well, I don't know, my dreams might be too big, or I don't know how to dream, go back to the bare bones and say, what do I truly want? And you know, and maybe you ask your children and your husband. This can be a collective effort for your family. This isn't necessarily, this isn't a secluded thing where you have to do this on your own. Maybe you start a club, and maybe a mom's club, or you want to start a weight loss program with your girlfriends. You know, whatever this is, you're improving your life, and it's going to radiate and filter through, you know, to the others in your life. So beautiful place and beautiful advice here for this week, for your mystical Monday wisdom. So take care, guys. Many blessings, and we'll see you on the podcast on Wednesday, 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And if you are watching this on the YouTube channel, tune in. And as well, guys, my podcasters, my listeners, head on over to the YouTube page. It's below. Not only will you get to see the Mystical Mondays in person in these cards here live, you'll get to see your psychic tarot forecasts for your monthly astro forecast, and then any other, you know, deck reviews and things like that. Any other little tidbits? I just started TikTok, so you're going to be able to see if they show up in your news feed there. You're going to see your little daily inspiration or what your guides want you to know now. The link below will be for that. And you know, certainly follow me on Facebook. That's where we're going to be conglomming everything. DeannaButcher.com is where you can go to book your next session. Or if you want more guidance and direct help with all of what we talked about today, you know, and want to evolve and want to create the life that you want, but you need some guidance. That's what I do as a coach. So if you're looking for that, I do 3 week and 8 week coaching. I would love to be present in your journey and help make this happen for you. So all the information is available on my website, all the links below to where you can follow me right along as we all grow and evolve. And ooh, last but not least, we have a free app, guys. I built an app for you. It's good for Android and iPhone. And you can get that for free. It's going to be, or it is rather, a place where we are growing as a little community, as like-minded members. There are challenges. There's a 7-day love yourself challenge, a 21-day meditation challenge that you can do at your own pace and track your progress there. And you can interact with other members. I'm dropping all these readings and everything all in one place. You'll be able to book your next session there quickly and easily as well. And what else do we have? We have forums, we have groups. There's a tarot group over there, there's one for meditation. I'll be sharing some books as well that have inspired me. So it's just kind of a mishmash of everything over there, all things spiritual development that you can kind of get in tidbits of information. And but more importantly, we're creating a tribe over there. So go ahead and get that app, download for free, and get that through the website or from the link below. And I think that's it. That's all our housekeeping for today. So go out, guys, live your best life, and I will talk to you guys on Wednesday, 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Many blessings.